Check out 4thandflex.com, where you can find our YouTube channel, become a subscriber, and you could win free prizes such as signed jerseys and anything in between. That's 4thandflex.com. Follow us on YouTube. Subscribe to your boys. Enjoy the show. Week 6 already, baby. We got your starts and sits. If you got questions, throw them down in the comments. We're going to help you out.
Are you ready? Let's go!
We are back. Welcome back to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm Bandy. That's Trey. And the time is now, buddy. What's going on?
I mean, just another atrocious defeat, Broncos, man. It's so sad.
It is.
Way this team just keeps taking L's and the fumble at the last second to lose the game. I mean, they probably wouldn't have won anyway, but that's just to seal the deal to show just how terrible they are. I feel really sorry for that whole franchise and organization.
Yeah, buddy. It's looking pretty rough over there. Looking pretty rough. Yeah, 2 weeks in a row, fumble causes the game to be done right there. No, not good stuff. Not good stuff. I don't know, man. Russ just doesn't seem to be doing it. But what you got?
No, exactly.
No. Yeah. Let Russ cook, right?
Yeah.
Hey, you wearing a wristband? That's something. Hey, do your thing, buddy. Do your thing. Guys, before we get to your starts and sits every game, we got to get a quick word from our friends over at Manscaped.
Look, guys, fresh ball fall is upon us, and you need to be in the festive spirit. So light a candle, get some pumpkin spice, and make sure your balls look nice with the sponsors of today's show, Manscaped. Nature may clear the leaves of their trees, but you'll need Manscaped's help to get ready for that sweater weather. Get your pants puppies prepared for cuffing season with a trim as refreshing as a fall breeze by going to manscaped.com and using promo code SUPERFLEX20 to get 20% off and free shipping. And where is that free shipping, Bandy?
Worldwide, baby.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, guys, listen to your boy Trey, man. Manscaped has got some amazing things, and it's not super expensive as you would think it would be. Guys, you heard Trey. Go to manscaped.com. Use promo code SUPERFLEX20. You're going to get 20% off and free shipping. Right. I love it. I love it, buddy. But hey, we got some games to get to. We got some stuff to talk about. Let's go ahead and get it popping, man. Starting off week one, we've got the Ravens at the Titans. Well, I guess Ravens versus the Titans at London, Trey. Yep,
London, 8:30 game. So make sure you check your lineups and get them set right. 8:30 Central Standard Time, that is. Over-under for this game is 40.5 points. And Vegas has the Ravens picked to win by 4. Let me get the Titans with a dub over the pond.
Okay. I like it. I'll take the Titans too in this game, only because they're already there. They're getting used to things in London. I'll take the Titans also because, I mean, you just never know which Titans team is going to show up. And I don't know. I think a well-rested London Titans team could get the job done, buddy. So I'm going to go with you on that one.
No doubt. And the Ravens just ain't cutting it for me, man. They're just subpar every year.
It seems like it, yeah. I mean, Lamar's healthy, but it doesn't seem to matter. So, but anyways, let's get to some Ravens starts. Like I said, Lamar has been having issues. I'm still going to start him up against that Titans defense. You got to start up Mark Andrews. I like Zay Flowers as a flex. I'm going to sit Justice Hill, and I'm sitting Gus Edwards. But if I had to pick one, I'm going to go Justice Hill here, man, if I had to pick one. But if I don't have to worry about it, promise you I ain't worrying about it. Sit Odell Beckham Jr. I just don't trust any wide receivers on this team. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, outside of Zay Flowers, it's just nobody.
Exactly. And Zay Flowers, just he does it sometimes, you know. Mm-hmm. But going to the Titans here, man, I'm going to start up Derrick Henry. I'm going to start up DeAndre Hopkins. Look, Henry owners, I know it's been a little rough go here with Taji Spears also in the backfield with Derrick Henry. Don't worry. Derrick Henry is still the king, and he's still going to do his thing. So start him up. And if you're desperate, you need a flex spot. I don't hate Nick Westbrook-Ikhine if you had to. You know what I mean? Chigo could be a good start this week. I think it tied in. And I'm going to sit Taji Spears, but obviously I'm keeping an eye on this kid. He's doing big things.
Yeah, man. I think that, you know, in certain situations, I think TRJ Spears is worth a start. I mean, it's 49% and 49% snap percentage. I know Derrick Henry has the better runs, but TRJ Spears is getting points for fantasy. And if you're struggling at running back, I think you can be filling in. I mean, don't expect nothing crazy, but, you know, maybe a touchdown or something, but I'm not calling that or anything.
Exactly. You know, he got one last week. I will say that. He looks dynamic, and it really makes me think that this may be the future for the Titans, and look out for Derrick Henry possibly getting traded next season.
No doubt. I agree.
Good stuff, man. Good stuff. Ravens, Titans, London. Gonna be grand. Let's move on to the next game. We've got the Panthers at the Dolphins, Trey.
Over under for this game is 47.5 points. And Vegas has the Dolphins picked to win by 14. Now, this is the lowest over-under the Dolphins have had this year, and I think it's because they don't think the Panthers are going to score much. But I think it'll be a good game. I think it'll be an offense game on both sides, but I do think the Dolphins win. I mean, maybe by 14. Who knows?
Yeah, no, I could see it. I mean, maybe by more. It's the Dolphins. You know, you never know what they're going to do this season. They're either going to, you know, show out, show off, or, you know, just not live up to their potential. So I'm going to take the Dolphins also, though, in this match, buddy.
But jumping to my Panthers starts, Miles Sanders is out. So Chuba Hubbard, I think, is startable. I don't think it's a great thing. You know, I don't think he's going to go crazy or anything, but I think he's definitely startable for people that are in a pinch. Or if you have Miles Sanders and you got Chuba on the bench, go ahead and throw him in. I think it'll be a great fill-in. Adam Thielen, this dude has been a monster. You got to start him up. Yes, sir. And Bryce Young in super flex leagues, you know, if you just really don't have nobody, you know, I'd probably throw him in there over somebody like Tyrod Taylor or some of these other backups like P.J. Walker coming in. You know, I'd try to use Bryce Young instead.
Yeah, for sure, man. Yeah, Bryce Young, I mean, super flex. You know, if I have to, I will. You know what I mean?
But jumping to my Dolphins starts, and this one's pretty easy. Tua, you got to start him. Hill, you're starting Hill. Waddle, starting Waddle. Raheem Mostert, baby, fire that baby back up and get ready to roll. You know what I'm saying? He's on one.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Give me my Mostert shares back, man. I never let him go. I never gave up hope. Raheem Mostert, welcome back to my lineup.
And then Durham Smythe is still a sit for me. So.
Yeah. Sit old Smythe. I like it. Yeah, Panthers, Dolphins. I think that's going to be a better game than people think it's going to
exactly.
be. Let's go ahead and move to the next game. We've got the Saints at the Texans.
Over under for this game is 41.5 points. Vegas has the Saints picked to win by 2.5. I think this is going to be a great game, but I do have the potential to take the Saints here.
Ooh, okay. Yeah. Now I'm going to go Texans. I'm going to stay with the Texans in this matchup. The Saints, you know, I think they maybe put things together a little better in this game. I think it's going to be a decent game, but I think the Texans get the W in the end, Trey.
Well, and I like that. The only thing that makes me pick the Saints is kind of because Olave is fully healthy and ready to go. He was actually dealing with some stuff the past couple of games, why I hadn't looked that great. But I liked, you know, Alvin Kamara, man, has just been a menace out there. So, I just think the Saints, you know, can pull it off.
Absolutely, buddy. No, I think they could, but I don't think they will. but I agree though. Derek Carr is healthier. Olave is healthier. So you're going to start both these guys up. Like Trey said, Kamara, you got to start him up. I like Michael Thomas as maybe a flex spot. I mean, he has his moments where he looks great, and then he has his moments where you're like, what is going on, man? You used to be top of the food chain. You know what I mean? I like starting Foster Moreau here. Trey called it last week, I believe. Foster Moreau gets a touchdown, and guess what happened? Put that notch on your belt, buddy. Sit Rashid Shaheed. He's good. He's dynamic. He's twitchy. I like him. But he just doesn't get enough work, man. Just doesn't get enough work for me.
Yeah, man. I like Michael Thomas more, especially in like PPR formats, because he gets a lot of targets. But he just doesn't do a lot with them.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I agree. Outside of all that, I agree.
Absolutely, buddy. Absolutely. Saints at the Texans. I'm actually very excited about this one, buddy. It's going to be a good one, I think. But let's keep this bad boy rolling on to the next game.
You're not going to start anybody on the Texans?
You're right. Let's go Texans starts here. Oh, sorry. Your boy got a little carried away. CJ Stroud, start him up. Damian Pierce, I know it's looked a little bit rough, But just hold on tight with your boy Damian. Start Nico Collins because Tank Dell is out. Nico's got to get those targets. And start Dalton Schultz. I love it. I love Dalton Schultz back into the fold. Got to keep going with this guy. And sit Robert Woods. I mean, he's even questionable, so I'm not starting that guy.
Yeah, I want to start Robert Woods with Tank Dell out, but it just I don't want to risk it right now. We're week six, and your records, a lot of people are probably relying and need a dub this week to push him over that level, and Robert Woods probably won't get it for you.
Yeah, exactly, buddy, exactly. Bobby Trees has fallen. He has fallen. But okay, now we can go to the next game, Trey. Let's get it going with the Commanders at the Falcons.
Over-under for this game is 42 points. Vegas has the Falcons picked to win by 1.5. Give me the Falcons to get the dub here. You know, the Commanders just haven't looked that great. Neither have the Falcons, but give me Bijan to have a great week and take the Falcons to the victory.
Okay, I like it. Yeah, I could see Bijan really racking them up over there playing the Commanders against that D. But I think I'm gonna take the Commanders here, buddy. And it's not just because the Falcons are in Tampa Bay's division. I promise you here. I think the Commanders, Sam Howell, slowly but surely, I think they take the W here.
Well, whether they win or not, let's go to some starts. My Commander starts B. Robinson, and that is Brian needs to be started. Terry McLaurin, I think, is worth a start. And Curtis Samuel, I think, is also worth a start in this game, along with Logan Thomas, the monster tight end who can't stay healthy, but he's healthy right now, so you start him up.
Yes, sir.
And I'm going to go ahead and sit Jahan Dotson in this game.
Yeah, I like it. Going to be good, man. Curtis Samuel coming in, doing things. I love me some Curtis Samuel, man. I hope he can keep it going. You know, last year he started off hot and it kind of fizzled out. I hope old Curtis Samuel will keep this big boy going.
No doubt. But jumping to my Falcons starts, B. Robinson, and that is Bijan. You're going to start this man up. Matt Collins, I don't really want to start. Tyler Algier is not really doing anything. Drake London, I think, has a good game this week. I'm not banking my fantasy on it, but you can. I think that he's really going to step up this week. But it's so hit or miss with him. You know, it is scary. And then my start of the week, the tight end for the Falcons, baby. You know who it is. Jonnu Smith, baby, not Kyle Pitts. Start up Jonnu Smith, baby. He's going to go crazy. Kyle Pitts, you know, he had a great week last week. Still not starting him this week. You know, he's going to take at least three solid, amazing weeks for me to even look at Kyle Pitts.
So you calling it, you're saying Jonnu Smith gets more points, fantasy points than Kyle Pitts this week, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. We have to circle back to that one, buddy.
You mean tight end 10, Jonnu Smith?
That's the one. I like it. Beautiful. Commanders, Falcons, going to be a good one. Let's get to a question here, buddy. Daniel says, start two, Gabe Davis, Lockett White. I'm assuming that's Rashad White. Mm-hmm. Devonta Foreman, who's going to be the lead back, Higgins or Osborne?
Yeah, so looking at these here, to me, it's got to be Tyler Lockett, and to me, it's also KJ Osborne. You know, Rashad White, I'm worried about. Foreman, I'm worried about the weather. Higgins is questionable. I'll talk about that a little bit later. And then Gabe Dave is always hit or miss. I think Tyler Lockett and KJ Osborne is your safest bet this week.
I like Gabe Davis and Osborne, actually. Gabe Davis has been being pretty consistent, buddy. I'm liking what I'm seeing with Gabe Davis. I hope he keeps it up. Higgins, man, I just don't know what to do with this guy this year, man. When he's on the field, he's not doing it. And then when he's off the field, I'm almost like, just kind of relieved that I don't have to, you know, figure out if I'm going to put him in or not, because he's one of those guys that you never want to sit, you know? But yeah, good question. I like it. We got another one coming in over on Twitch. Start Cup, AJ Brown, Keenan, Kyron, who do I flex? So Cup, AJ Brown, Keenan Allen, Kyron Williams. Who would you flex?
He jumped in later and said, who should I bench? I think he's talking about like pick one to bench, basically, out of four.
Okay.
If that's your whole bench, then you're fine. But out of those guys, Cup, AJ Brown, Keenan, and Kyron, that is a really tough choice. I would want to start all of them. But if I had to bench one, it would probably be matchup based. I'm trying to think who are the Eagles. The Eagles are playing the Jets. I really lean AJ Brown as a sit.
I don't know, buddy. That's a tough question. You can see his conundrum for sure. Keenan Allen has been on fire. Kyren Williams been on fire. AJ Brown has done really well too. Cooper Kupp, you can never sit this guy. I think I agree with you. I think AJ Brown is the call there, buddy. That's a tough one though. I see the problem. And Chuba Hubbard or Josh Downs in his last flex spot.
Flappo. I think Chuba Hubbard.
Yeah. Okay.
The volume alone, I think, you know, Josh Downs has done all right, but he's not getting 10% of the volume that Chuba Hubbard's going to get in this game. So I like the volume to put up more points.
Okay. I like it. I like it. Thanks for popping in over on Twitch, guys. Appreciate the love over on Twitch. We got another one. He says he also has Pollard and CMC. So this dude's tearing it up. He said he's thinking about just benching Pollard for Kyren. What do you think?
And I would normally agree with you. You know, Pollard hasn't done that great, but the matchup is really great for Pollard this week against the Chargers and, you know, him running downhill. I think that I'm not going to say that Pollard's going to do better than Kyren, but I think out of everybody, A.J. Brown is my least favorite.
I have to go with you, buddy, on that one. Let's see another one over on Twitch. Servo says Hubbard or Breece Hall.
That's really tough, but because Breece Hall is going against the Eagles, but I think I still lean Breece Hall as the starter.
I agree. I'm going Breece Hall there too. You just know Hubbard could come in and do nothing, and that's the problem. And Breece Hall, man, he's been on fire. It's hard not to start
exactly.
him. George over on YouTube, guys, if you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to hit the like button. Follow us over on Twitch if you're popping in, and don't forget to subscribe to our channel, man. We're doing this sort of thing every Friday night. We got your back, so hit us up. George says, hey guys, I have Kenneth Walker, but I want to add Charbonnet in case Kenneth injuries. Who should I drop, Algier, Quentin, Jameson, or Ferguson?
You know, in my opinion, it's got to be Quentin. You know, just not really doing anything this year. If it's a dynasty league, I feel more tight about it. I would probably get rid of Ferguson just because, unless you're starting him. I'm starting Ferguson everywhere, but if you have a better tight end, this is a dynasty type league, maybe Ferguson because you can find a tight end later. Mm-hmm. But if this is a regular redraft, I'm going Quentin all day.
Yeah, I want to know what other tight end he's got also. You know, I don't like to have too many tight ends on my team if I don't have to.
Right.
You know, it could be different. There could be tight end flex spots. Who knows? But, I want to see who else he's got in as his tight end. And Servo over on Twitch says, thanks, guys. No problem, buddy. That is what we are here for. But we got to keep it moving, buddy. Let's go ahead and move on to the next game. We have got the Colts at the Jaguars.
Over-under for this game is 45.5 points. Vegas has the Jags picked to win by 5. And I like it. I like it. Outside of Jonathan Taylor getting a lot of work and going crazy, which we haven't seen yet this year. Until that happens, I'm going to be picking the opposite team, and this week it's the Jags.
Okay, yeah, I agree, buddy. Jaguars, I think they've been doing good, buddy, and I want to stick with them. Hey, George also says he has Goddard, by the way. So, yeah, what do you think about holding on to Ferguson still?
Yeah, I think so, just in case. Okay. I'll get rid of Quinn.
I like it. I'm going to roll with some Colts starts here in a pinch, in a super flex, you know, depending on what's out there. Gardner Minshew. I might not hate throwing him in, man. I like this kid. I think he deserves another shot at being a starter. I love me some Gardner Minshew, man, and in a pinch, I would start him up. Start Jonathan Taylor. I read a report that said they are drastically increasing Jonathan Taylor's role this week. Start him up, and I think, you know, Zach Moss has done a lot, and it's hard not to start him after the points he's been putting up, but I don't like Zach Moss as a start in this game, man, believe it or not. I just think it's Jonathan Taylor's time now. You know what I mean? They paid him, give him the ball, give him the rock.
Yeah, man, you know, you're either going to start Zach Moss until he disappoints you, or you're going to start bench him and you're going to be disappointed you didn't start him at some point. So kind of pick your poison there. but either way, I agree with you. I think that Jonathan Taylor, I read that report as well, that's going to get a massive increase in work. Zach Moss, you know, I'm probably the guy that's going to start him until he disappoints me. But I understand completely sitting him on the bench.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I like starting Pity City. Michael Pittman Jr. Start this guy up. Sit Alec Pierce and sit Drew Ogletree. Who is Drew Ogletree, you asked? Exactly. Exactly. He's the tight end over there. So obviously you're not starting this guy up. What do you think?
I agree.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Let's go to the Jaguars. Starts in this game. Trevor Lawrence. Start him up. Christian Kirk, you know you started my boy Kirk up, turning into a must start. Wouldn't you agree?
Definitely.
I love it. I love it. Start Calvin Ridley. Start Evan Ingram, also a really good tight end this year. He was good at the end of last year. He's doing great this year. And Zay Jones, I know he's questionable right now, but, I mean, I might flex him, dude. He seems to be getting a touchdown every game that they play in, man. He's always open in the end zone.
Yeah, if you're looking for a high-ceiling, low-floor kind of guy, Zay Jones could get you a touchdown. I like it.
Exactly. And, you know, sit Tank Bigsby, you know, man, unless something, you know, happens over there at running back to ETN, who you're also going to start the way he's been playing. Tank Bigsby is just – he's not even on my radar.
Not anymore, man. Sad.
Sad, sad, sad. Colts, Jaguars, going to be a banger. I'm actually really excited about that one, too. Let's move to the next game. We've got – the Seahawks at the Bengals, Trey. Ooh.
Over-under for this game is 46 points. Vegas has the Bengals picked to win by 3. And I like the Seahawks here.
Of course you do. Of course you do. You don't think the Bengals are, like, back and they're going to tear it up, man? And just
No. Not yet. No, they had a good game last week. I need to see more.
Well, I'm taking the Bengals in this matchup, my friend. Bengals going to get it.
Regardless of who wins, my Seattle Seahawks starts are as follows. Geno Smith, baby, in Superflex Leagues. Put him out there. Kenneth Walker, you got to start this dude up. And the double, DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett, man. The easy money receivers, put them out there, baby, because they're going to do something this week. Yeah, that's it for Seahawks.
Well, I mean, they're gonna beat the Bengals. I mean, they're gonna do some offensive stuff, you know?
Yeah, DK Metcalf, Kenneth Walker, Tyler Lockett. That's all they need.
I agree, buddy. I agree. What do you got for the Bengals?
My Bengals starts. You're starting Joe Burrow this week. I mean, he had such a great week last week. You can't afford not to start him. Obviously, you're starting Ja'Marr Chase. Joe Mixon, you're starting this dude. And T. Higgins is questionable, you know, with his rib injury. He come out and said that he's ready to go and he's going to play. He's still a game-time decision. I don't want to start T. Higgins whether they say he's good to go or not. T. Higgins is one of those guys that is notorious for starting, saying he's going to play, plays three snaps, and then is out for the rest of the game. And I don't want to deal with that this week.
You're right, buddy. We've seen it happen, like, at least two or three times, man. You're right. He is notorious for that. That's a good call on there. Hey, did you say the over-under for the Bengals game? They want to know on Twitch.
Oh, I don't know. I think I did. Yeah, 46 is the over-under. 46 points. And then Vegas has the Bengals picked win by 3.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, I mean, you usually do.
And then Tyler Boyd, you know, if T. Higgins does play, it scares me to start Tyler Boyd, you know, even if T. Higgins goes out in the first three snaps, then maybe Tyler Boyd. There's too many what ifs. I'm really just sticking with Joe Burrow, Joe Mixon, and Ja'Marr Chase in this game.
I like it, buddy. I like it. Stick with what you know, and we know those guys can produce. I'm with it. I'm with it. Seahawks at Bengals, man. I'm excited about that one too, man. We got a lot of good games this week, Trey. But let's keep it going too. The Vikings at the Bears.
Over-under for this game is 49 points. Vegas has the Vikings picked to win by 3.5. You know, I'm really high on this narrative that the Vikings are tanking, so give me the Bears.
Okay. I like it, buddy. I like that you're picking the Bears. It makes me a little tingly inside. I'm taking the Bears too, man. I hopefully they keep this going. It seems like their offense and their defense play off each other. Like when the offense is playing well, the defense tears it up. If Justin Fields is doing his thing, the defense, I think, will follow. Keep in mind, there is like 30-mile-per-hour winds or something crazy. There's some crazy weather in this game. So that's something to keep in mind when you're thinking about your starts and sits for this game. However, I'm going to get to my Vikings starts here. I like starting Kirk Cousins. I like starting Mattinson, especially. I think they're going to be running the ball a lot. KJ Osborne, I think, is a great start with Justin Jefferson out. Start TJ Hockenson and Jordan Addison. I feel like you have to start him, honestly, with no Justin Jefferson. He was hurt. It looks like he's going to play. If he plays, I like starting Jordan Addison also.
I like it, man. I definitely agree. You know, it's really going to kind of come up to this game to see who's filling in that Justin Jefferson role. But if I'm leaning on anybody, it's just Jordan Addison. But I do think that KJ Jefferson is going to get a lot of work in the slot.
KJ Osborne definitely will get a lot of work in the slot, buddy. I like it.
Shout out the Hogs. Go Razorbacks.
But let's go on to the Bears. Let's go to the Bears starts here, man. Justin Fields is on fire. You got to start him up. Love starting me some Fields. Starting him in like four places, just saying. Deonta Foreman is my start of the week in a game where the weather is bad and no Roschon Johnson, no Khalil Herbert. Welcome back, Deonta Foreman. We know this guy can do well. We've seen him do well. We've seen him at three touchdown games. Start Deonta Foreman up, man. He will do you good.
Is Roschon officially out for this game?
Yep, Roschon is out for the game, buddy.
I heard that it was up in the air, but I wasn't sure if they had.
Yeah, when I was looking at the their player lists, man. Yeah, they said Roschon out of there. So
heard. Start him up.
Start that dude up. Foreman. DJ Moore. After what he did last week, you have to start him. Cole Kmet has been really good, actually, like surprisingly doing well. Cole Kmet, got to start him up. And sit Darnell Mooney. I don't know. I don't think you're probably not going to start Darnell Mooney anyway. But if you were, don't do that. But, yeah, what do you think?
Yeah, I like it, man. You know, hopefully the weather is good for fantasy and not bad for fantasy, but you know, we play with what we got and we do our thing, so I like it.
Yes sir, play with what we got. Vikings and Bears, man. I don't know why I love watching the Bears play, bro. It's always fun for me to watch them play. But let's go to the next game. We've got the 49ers at the Browns.
Over under for this game is 41.5 points. Vegas has the Niners picked to win by 3. I can't believe it's only by 3.
No kidding, dude, with Deshaun Watson out and everything.
Well, and that did just happen, that announcement. So maybe that has a lot to do with it. This was decision was made a couple days before. So it probably has been updated since Deshaun Watson was out. But either way, the Niners win this game.
Either way, exactly. You think if Deshaun Watson played, it would still could come within 3 points?
I mean, it's possible. Okay. But yeah. I don't see it happening.
Yeah, I mean, I guess anything is possible, Trey, but
he's not in this game.
What do you got for us, buddy?
Jumping to my Niners starts. Number one at the top has got to be the Niners defense. I know you were thinking Christian McCaffrey, but the Niners defense is gonna have a payday this week with PJ Walker in. I mean, you got to start the Niners defense up, but also Christian McCaffrey, you're starting this dude. Ayuk, you got to start him. Debo Samuel, you got to start him. Brock Purdy, you got to start him. George Kittle, you got to start him. This whole team, man. And Jordan Mason, I think, is flexible, you know, in really deep formats. You know, he's filling in for CMC when he needs a drink, and Jordan Mason is getting yards whenever he does.
When he needs a drink, baby, when he needs a drink. Yeah, I agree, man. He's been getting in there, and he's using his opportunities. He knows he's behind CMC, and this guy is definitely has that role and going to keep it. He knows he's got to do the best with what he's got. It looks like he's doing it, buddy, so I like it. I like it.
Back to my Browns starts. Like I said, Deshaun Watson is out. PJ Walker is in, but he's not in on your teams. Do not start PJ Walker. Jerome Ford, I think, is a start in this game. I think they're going to run the ball as much as they can. And Amari Cooper, I would try to pivot as best I could. You know, I understand that he's a great receiver, but with PJ Walker out there, it does scare me quite a bit for Amari Cooper. And Elijah Moore, I'm not starting this week. But David Njoku, he's questionable, but if he plays, I think he could be worth a start. With PJ Walker, I think it's going to be a lot of checkdowns, and David Njoku is that guy.
Oh, man, P.J. Walker, man, I saw him come out of the XFL and actually, you know, make a lot of good throws. He's mobile. He can run the ball. He can, you know, he can do things. He can do them, but he's going against the Niners defense, and that's what it's all about right there. But, yeah, Niners, Browns, We're going to see what's going to happen, my friend. We're going to see. Let's go to the next game. We have got the Patriots at the Raiders.
Over-under for this game is 42.5 points. Vegas has the Raiders picked to win by 2.5, and I don't know why they don't have the Raiders picked to win by 30, because the last two teams the Patriots played did. But give me the Raiders here.
I'm taking the Raiders too, buddy. The Patriots have been a dumpster fire to watch. It's just kind of one of those things like, my, how the mighty have fallen, man. It's really disappointing, man. Belichick should have stopped when Brady left to cement his legacy. Then they couldn't have said it was definitely Brady. You know what I mean?
No doubt.
You probably heard me say that a few times, but still.
More than a few.
Still, let's get to some Patriots starts. I know it's tough. But I'm holding on strong with Ramondre. I think Ramondre, if anybody could have a big game, it's your boy Ramondre Stevenson. Sit Mac Jones, sit Devonta Parker, sit Ezekiel Elliott, sit Hunter Henry. Even though Hunter Henry did start off with a bang, he laid me a goose egg last week, buddy. I'm going somewhere else, you know.
Yeah, drop Mac Jones. If you have Mac Jones, drop Mac Jones. Mac Jones 2 weeks ago put up 0.7 points. And if you think that's the worst, it's not. Last week, he put up -1.4. So Mac Jones should not be rostered anywhere. And Ramondre Stevenson, I know I'm a Ramondre Stevenson owner myself. I know it's scary. I actually decided between him and P. Ryan this week. Luckily, I picked Ramondre because P. Ryan only put up 3 points. But we'll see, you know, what was the better decision.
Yeah, we will see. I think you made the right call, though, buddy. I think you made the right call. Yeah, let's get to some. I see your questions in the comments. I'm going to hit those here in a minute. But let me get to my Raiders starts in Superflex. I could start Jimmy G. It's better than Mac Jones. I'll say that. I'll go Jimmy G, definitely in a Superflex. Start Josh Jacobs. He's slowly but surely getting back to form a little bit. That line is a little banged up. But Josh Jacobs, I think he can be great at any moment, man. And you want to have him in that start position when he does. Start Devontae, start Jacoby Myers, man. Jacoby Myers has been amazing, bro, especially in full PPR formats. Jacoby Myers, man. Hey, I was talking about him a little bit, just saying, I was talking about him. And what
Jacoby Myers against the Patriots.
Yeah,
start this dude up.
Exactly. Your boy's gonna eat. Your boy's gonna eat. And sit Hunter Renfro and sit Austin Hooper. Keep an eye on Michael Mayer, though, man. Your boy is the number one tight end on the depth chart, man. Just saying, Michael Mayer, watch out.
I just worry about how often they target the tight end, but I like Michael Mayer a lot.
Yeah, well, you would think Jimmy G being a check down guy that he is, Michael Mayer, you know, slowly but surely they start to get a little bit of confidence in this kid. And, you know, tight ends the first year usually don't do amazing, but just keep an eye on him. Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, that's an outlier, bro. But, yeah, going to be a good one, buddy, I hope. But let's see. Do you think Witherspoon has a big game? Pull up Pete over on Twitch. Witherspoon.
Yeah, man. You know, I really hope this defense. They're playing the Bengals, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So
Seahawks. Yeah. Playing the Bengals. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that whole defense is going to have a good game. You know, I'm sure you're talking about IDP. Josh, didn't you just pick him up in IDP?
Yes, sir. I did pick me up some Witherspoon, man, and I'm going to win it with or without his spoon. You know what I mean?
There you go. Yeah, I bet he has a pretty good game.
Yeah, I like Witherspoon, man. He had a before the bye, dude. He balled out, man. He balled out. So that's Witherspoon is going to do his thing. I like it. And Joe over on Facebook says 12-man non-PPR. Tua, Walker, Swift, St. Brown, Ayuk, tight end TJ Hockenson, flex Josh Jacobs. I have Puka on the bench and Moss. Should I trade Puka and Moss for Evans or sit on it?
Yeah, man, I actually like that a lot. You know, it scares me with the way the Rams offense is still producing and Puka and Kupp both getting the work. And Moss has yet to, you know, take that step back behind Taylor. But I like the idea, you know, get rid of these guys before they hurt you and you just got to drop them. Man, I would try to get a little bit more, but I understand people thinking the same thing I am. So I don't hate the trade, but I also like Puka, man, it's hard to get rid of Puka.
It is hard to get rid of Puka. It definitely is. But do you think Puka and Moss for Evans is fair? I feel like you should get something else with that.
Well, but people are going to say, well, you know, Cup stepping in and Taylor stepping in, so Puka and Moss ain't worth nothing anymore.
I mean, I don't know, man. Puka, I think, is going to solidify as a number two on that team. And we saw him produce last week with Cup there. I know he may have been on a snap count, you know, trying to get back into things. I don't know.
I think I like to keep Puka, man. It's hard to get rid of
it. It is. SMN over on YouTube, guys. Don't forget to hit that like button for your boys. We appreciate it. Subscribe if you have not done that already. Sell a chain in London for Ford and Metcalf. I'm 0-5. What do you think?
If you weren't 0-5, I would say hell no. You don't get rid of A-Chain for nothing. I wait the 4 weeks and play him. But, man, being at 0-5, you got to start getting some dubs on the board. So I think if somebody's taking it, I'm taking it.
Yeah, Ford and Metcalf. Ford, he's the guy. Metcalf is doing his thing. I don't know, buddy. I think I'm holding on A-Chain, waiting for him to come back. I mean, I would get rid of London.
Is he going to matter when he comes back if you're 0-9?
True. You're right. You're right, man. You got to do something different. You're right, buddy. You're right. Johnny D says, currently 1-4 in a 10-team league. Got lots of running back death, but I think it's killing me. Would you believe that I'm the second highest scoring team, too? Bruh. Yeah, that sucks. I've seen that happen. People be super high scoring and still not win. It's all on the matchup. You just getting the best ones. Ones are scoring high. He's probably the guy against DJ Moore and Fields last week and A-Chain the week before. You know what I mean? I hate to see that happen. Would you guys bench Adams and play Myers? I've been burned twice by Adams due to his poor performance. Keep Myers over him.
I don't hate that, honestly. Me neither. It's crazy to say it out loud, but Jacoby Myers, especially going against the Patriots, you know, kind of a revenge situation. Adams has been hit or miss, and Myers has been consistent. You're currently 1-4. I think you go with consistency and get Myers out there.
The problem is Adams could go crazy at any time, but if you're in a full PPR format, especially, I like Myers. I like starting Myers over him. It is crazy to say, man, and it's like you're saying something dirty. Yeah. Johnny D, thank you for the questions, bro. If you've got any other questions, throw them down in the comments. We have got you. But we need to go ahead and move on to the next game, and that is our Manscaped Game of the Week. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We've got the Lions at the Buccaneers Creamsicle Game.
Over-under for this game is 45.5 points. Vegas has the Lions picked to win by 3. And like I said earlier, we're going to disagree tonight because I'm taking the Lions, baby.
Oh,
God.
Oh, that's rough. That's rough, man. I thought we were friends. You'll probably be watching this at my house, and you're going to be rooting for the Lions, or you just think they're going to win?
No, I just think they're going to win. I'm not going to root for the Lions.
All right. I think the Buccaneers are going to pull the dub on this one, my friend, and disappoint the Lions. Baker's just bringing that heat, man. He's bringing that energy. He's getting the guys together. I mean, even Mike Evans, who last year in Brady's offense just seemed kind of like over it. You know what I mean? Even Evans, though, has seemed fired up, and I think that you could attribute a lot of that to Baker, man. Shake and bake.
Yeah, man, you know, coming off a bye, I think it's their best chance. But this Lions offense has just been on fire. So it's going to be a highly offensive game, I think. If Tampa Bay's defense can do what they're good at and shut the Lions down, I think it'll be a lot in their favor. The Lions offense is scary, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, man. What do you got for us for starts?
So Lions starting off. Amon-Ra is back. You are starting him up. Jared Goff in Superflex Leagues, definitely. David Montgomery, start this man up. Gibbs is out of this game, and Montgomery is going to go crazy. I'm not starting Josh Reynolds in this game or Jameson Williams. It's going to be one or the other. It's going to be hit or miss. I don't want to risk it. Sam Laporta is questionable for this game. They are hopeful that he will play. If he does not play, Brock Wright will step in. And, you can start Brock Wright, but don't expect Sam Laporta numbers.
I like it, man. Laporta, man, he's been off the chain. Even with the Buccaneers' run defense, which has been elite, You got to start up David Montgomery, man. You got to start him up. I like it.
But jumping to my Bucks starts, you got to start Baker Mayfield.
Hey, shake and bake.
And Mike Evans. You got to start this dude. He is back and ready to go. Godwin, I think, is flexible. And then Rashad White, I am sitting this week. This Detroit defensive line has been terrifying. I've watched running backs run right into brick walls. Mm-hmm. And Rashad White is not really the running back that can break down brick walls. So I'm going to go ahead and sit him. And Cade Otton is one of those guys that you can throw out there if you just have no one else.
Yeah, I could see Cade Otton getting a touchdown. You called it a couple weeks ago. I'm not calling it, but I could see it, man. Baker looks for him in the end zone. I like it. I like it. Yeah, Lions at the Buccaneers. Don't forget to bring your creamsicle shirts and gear to the game. I'm super excited about this one. It's going to be a banger. I got me a creamsicle hat in the mail, guys. It's going to make it before Sunday. So, guys, don't forget to watch the Manscaped game of the week, the Lions at the Buccaneers. Yes, sir. Real quick, before we get to the next one, we've got Leo over on YouTube. Start three, Chris Olave, Jalen Waddle, Devonta Smith, Puka, Myers, or Flowers. Start three, Trey.
So jumping off the top, it's Waddle and Myers immediately. I'm starting, and then it's deciding between the next five or next four. And for me, it's tough. Olave, Puka, Devonta, and Flowers. But I think it's Puka, man. I think it's Waddle, Myers, and Puka.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I think Olave has a good game, but I agree with you, buddy. Devonta Smith, we know he can just have a stinker at any moment. Zay Flowers has been putting up okay numbers.
And Olave's been putting up numbers.
But yeah, but he's healthy back now, you know.
But, I mean, do you risk it or do you just go with what's safe, you know?
Yeah. I'm with you, bro. but you want to get the next question, Trey?
Yes, sir. Also, 1-4. Every single loss that I've had against my opponent has had one player have a ridiculous game. Thanks, Jamar Chase. I can't buy a win. Yeah, man, I get it. You know, I've had several matchups go like that, and it's tough. But the fact that you are putting that much points up in your league means that it's going to get better for you down the road.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I like it. Thanks for popping in. Guys, if you're watching us on YouTube, please don't forget to hit the like button for us. Subscribe to us if you are not already. We'll be answering your questions every Friday night as long as football is available to watch. So bring it on, baby. Bring it on. Let's get to the next game. We've got the Cardinals at the Rams, Trey.
Over-under for this game is 46 points. Vegas has the Rams picked to win by 6. And give me the Rams to get the dub here. I mean, that offense is just unstoppable.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Got to go with the Rams here, man. The Cardinals, you know, they have their moments. But I just think the Rams have been just too dynamic, Trey.
No doubt.
But let's go to some Cardinals starts. You got to start Zach Ertz. There's kind of a tough situation here. Amari DeMarcado, we picked him up on waivers. Everybody has, but it seems like Keontae Ingram is the running back one on the depth chart, Trey. So, and I think I like Keontae Ingram as a start here. Amari, we've seen him do good. Oh, you don't like that? You don't like that? Yeah, because you got like so many shares of Amari. Is that why?
Listen, teams always put the guy that's been on the team longer ahead in the depth chart. Amari is the guy. Start Amari.
All right. We'll see. We will see, my friend. But that's all I got going on for the Cardinals, man. That's basically all.
Yeah, I feel you.
But let's go ahead to some Rams starts here. Start Stafford. Start Kyren Williams. Start Cooper Kupp. Start Puka. Start Tyler Higbee. I like starting all these guys, man. At any moment, any of them can do big things. What do you think?
I agree, man. This whole offense is just – it's crazy because, what, 2 years ago they won the Super Bowl. Last year they looked terrible. And then, bam, this year they're back in it.
Exactly. Exactly, buddy. Exactly. Cardinals at the Rams. Going to be an all right one, I'll say. but let's go ahead and move on to the next game. We've got the Eagles at the Jets.
Over under for this game is 42.5 points. Vegas has the Eagles picked to win by 6.5. And you already know where I'm going. Fly, Eagles, fly, baby.
I got to go with the Eagles here too, but it's the Jets. It's Zach Wilson. I hope they win, but I don't think they will.
But jumping into my Eagles starts, Jalen Hurts, obviously you're starting this dude up. DeAndre Swift, you got to start him up. A.J. Brown, you got to start this dude up. And Devonta Smith is startable. Olamide Zaccheaus, I think, is, you know, in deeper leagues, is flexible. I think this is going to be one of those games. Quez Watkins is out, so Olamide is in. And I like Olamide to do a little work.
You want to say that name for me one more time?
Olamide Zaccheaus.
Thanks, buddy.
And then Dallas Goedert, you know, I don't think he's going to have an amazing week as he did last week, but you got to start this dude up.
Absolutely, buddy. Yeah, Goddard. I hope Goddard keeps it up, man. I don't even have any shares, but I had so much faith in him coming into the season. You know, just do great, but don't do it against me, you know?
That's right. But jumping to my Jet starts, it's a pretty small list here. It's Breece Hall. You got to start that dude up. Garrett Wilson is startable. And Tyler Conklin, the tight end, man, is definitely startable this week. But I'm sitting Cobb and Lazard and also Zach Wilson.
Absolutely, buddy. Absolutely. Sit him. I like it. Eagles at the Jets. Let's see. We got a couple questions in the comments, buddy. Let's see. Over on Twitch, man. The people on Twitch is liking us a little bit, Trey.
No doubt. I love it.
Should I do CMC, Mike Thomas, and Tank Bigsby for Josh Jacobs, Jalen Waddle, and Amari Cooper? Team is tough at wide receiver.
Man, it's so hard to get rid of CMC in any situation. I do like the Jalen Waddle and Amari Cooper. The biggest problem with me here is that, you know, Deshaun Watson seems like if he, you know, falls down, he's out. So with Amari Cooper, I worry about that being enough value for just CMC. I would probably keep Mike Thomas and do CMC for Josh Jacobs and Jalen Waddle, try to see if that'll go through. I like that better, honestly.
Okay. Yeah, that's tough. It's tough to get rid of CMC, man. I don't know if I'd get rid of him for anything.
Yeah,
it would take a lot.
It would take a lot.
Let's see. Richard says, full PPR, need a flex. Thielen or James Cook? Give it to me, Trey.
Yeah, man, it's tough. But, you know, you got to go with what's consistent. And James Cook's been consistent most of the year, but Thielen has on the rise with consistency. Ooh. So I like Thielen here.
I'm Thielen that right there, buddy. I'm going Thielen as well. Let's see. Jessica Welch says, love the creamsicle, baby. Thank you, baby. Appreciate that. Let's see. Za215, Flex One, Breece Hall, Osborne, Brian Robinson, Foreman, or Olave.
Wow, that is really tough. A lot of great guys there. I'd want to start all of them.
I'd love to flex too.
Yeah, exactly. If I had to pick one out of those guys, I mean, is it Foreman?
Yeah, I think so. I think I'm going Foreman. Yeah,
I think so. Just for the volume alone.
Volume and matchup. Yeah, mm-hmm. I like it. Let's go Foreman. Tingley says, welcome back. Tingley, welcome back. Currently got two tight ends. Drop one, Janu or Njoku. Ooh, that's a good one for you, Trey. Could tough it out with Njoku, even with Watson out multiple weeks, or stream tight end.
Got to keep Janu, man. He's a tight end 10 on the year. He's my start of the week, and Jonnu Smith is going to keep you afloat for show.
I like it, man. I'm sticking with Jonnu, too. I like it. Tommy popping in. Where you been, bro? Bro, what's up? What's up with it, Tommy? What's happening, man? Hey, guys, if you are watching us on YouTube, please don't forget to hit the like button for us and subscribe if you are not already. We appreciate the love and the support. Thank you, guys. But let's keep it going. We got two more games left. If you've got any more fantasy questions, throw them down in the comments. We'll take care of you. Let's get to Sunday night football, Trey. We've got the Giants at the Bills.
Over under for this game is 46.5 points. Vegas has the Bills picked to win by 14.5. Yeah, the Bills are winning this game.
Ooh, calling it, huh? You really think so?
Yeah,
me too. The Bills definitely taking the W, man. I mean, Tyrod goes in there and tears him up, man. That'd be something.
That would be something.
But let's get to some Giants starts. Saquon is trending up. That offensive line is in shambles, though. So you need to keep that in mind when it comes to Saquon coming in. I know that's not something you want to hear, Trey. But, you know, even if Saquon plays, I mean, you got to start him. But it's tough. Darren Waller, if he plays, also banged up part of the offensive line. You know, he's a tight end, but he does a lot of blocking. Part of the offensive line that's banged up there, Darren Waller, if he does play, I would start him up.
Yeah, man, you know, Saquon, I'd just be happy to put him in the starting slot because I haven't been able to do it for several weeks. It's getting pretty old, but, you know, I understand getting healthy and everything. I just hope he doesn't come out and just, you know, they just force feed him the ball and he gets hurt again.
Well, at least you got a flex spot, or an IR spot, my friend.
Yeah, you
got to fill this up. You got to keep moving him up, dropping somebody, moving him down, right? All that fun stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Got to love it. Got to love it. Let's get to some Bills starts. This one, this list should be a little more interesting. Start Josh Allen, start Stephon Diggs, start Gabriel Davis, James Cook. I know he had a rough one, but he has been very consistent throughout the year. I think you got to keep him going and start up James Cook. And Knox and Kincaid are both questionable. I don't think I like starting either one of these guys, Trey.
I dig it. I dig it.
Yes, you do, my friend. Yes, you do. Dig it. Sunday Night Football, Giants at the Bills. Can't wait for that one. Going to be a good one. Tommy's got a question for us, Trey. Need a wide receiver and a flex. Godwin, Lockett, Osborne, or Hubbard?
So immediately I like Tyler Lockett as your wide receiver. And then I'm going Hubbard as the flex, man. I think volume alone, I think is, you know, it's tough between the three guys. All of them, I think, are going to have decent weeks. You know, Godwin is probably my least favorite just because Mike Evans is doing the best out there. But, you know, Osborne, I like Osborne, but there's a chance that he doesn't do great. And I think Hubbard with volume is the better route.
Yeah. You're loving some Lockett this week, ain't you?
Yeah, I am, baby. Loving coming off Lockett. A bye, Lockett, you know, when he's fresh and ready to go, that man goes.
Okay. All right. I like Osborne and Lockett. I'm just because the amount of oomph you're giving me for Lockett, I feel like I gotta start Lockett. You know what I mean? But I do like Godwin as a flex though, too. I'm gonna stay away from Hubbard just because I don't know, man. I don't want any part of it if I can help it. Craig Wayne, welcome back, buddy. Demarcado, Laporta, Godwin, Rashad White. Need to.
I know. Well, first of all, it's Laporta if he plays. So if he doesn't play, then that's different. But if he does play, I'm going Laporta, and also I'm going Demarcado.
Ooh, okay.
I really think that this dude, you know, that whole you know, depth chart thing is all just you know, to appease people. Demarcado is going to get the best touches and get the most work.
Ooh, I can't wait, buddy. You want to put anything on this?
I'm willing.
You're willing? Whoever gets the most fancy points, Demarcado or Keontae Ingram?
Yeah.
Whoever wins buys the other one a beer. How about, let's not get too crazy, okay?
Okay.
All right. We'll see what happens, my friend. We'll see what happens. Tommy says, guys, come to Michigan. I'll buy the shots.
Okay, Tommy.
Okay, Tommy. Remember you said that, bro? Remember you said that? Because we could drink. We can put down some shots now.
Yes, sir.
Heck yeah, man. All right. Sunday Night Football. Let's move on to Monday Night Football. We've got the Cowboys at the Chargers.
Over-under for this game is 47.5 points. Vegas has the Cowboys picked to win by 2.5. And if you know us here on this show, we always pick against the Cowboys. Give me the Chargers, baby.
I'm taking the Chargers too, man. They've been dynamite. So I'm sticking with the Chargers here. The Cowboys are just inconsistent. I'm sorry if you're a Cowboys fan out there. They just can't seem to remain consistent. And for that reason, I'm out.
There you go. Oh, Shark Tank over here. But jumping to my Cowboys starts. It's a small list. Tony Pollard had a full practice. He's today. He's ready for Monday Night Football, so we're starting him up. Jake Ferguson is also a start in this game, but I am sitting Dak Prescott. CeeDee Lamb, I want to sit him. I know that sounds crazy because you're like, what else am I supposed to do? But, you know, he just hasn't looked great. I think if he does have a good matchup, it's this one with the Chargers. But I would rather pivot with CeeDee Lamb. And Michael Gallup, I'm not saying start him, but keep an eye on this kid because he's really starting to work into this offense, and I'm liking the amount of targets he's getting. It just hasn't produced for fantasy just yet.
Yeah, I like it. I like it, man. It sucks. CeeDee Lamb was going, in the second round in the drafts? He's just not doing it. Dak is being more consistent of a quarterback, yada, yada, yada. He's throwing one interception. We need some excitement out of you, Dak, man. Get it going.
Yeah, he's thrown one interception, but he's also only thrown 28 passes in two games.
Exactly.
So it's like,
Yeah. Pollard needs to step it up a little bit too, man. Just saying.
No doubt. No doubt. But jumping to my Charger starts. You're starting up Justin Herbert. Austin Eckler is back, baby. Fire him up. Healthy and ready to go. Keenan Allen is a start. And Joshua Palmer I like as a flex.
Okay. Okay. I know you're excited about getting your boy back. Would you rather have him than Saquon, I bet.
Oh, I got two leagues where I got both of them.
Okay, but you're happier to have him back. Am I right? Oh,
definitely.
Welcome back, Austin Eckler. I love it. I love it. Monday Night Football, baby. Chargers, Cowboys. We've got a couple of good primetime games this week. I'm really excited about that, my friend. Really excited indeed. Guys, don't forget, if you are a betting man, don't forget to check out Thrive Fantasy, man. If you do a deposit between now and Sunday, they're going to double it up to $500 for new users only. Get on Thrive Fantasy. Hey, I played on the game last night. Your boy won $200. I'm just saying. Down in the description, you can use our code, or you can use our link down in the description, or you can use our promo code Fourth and Flex. Man, they're going to match your deposit. They don't just got NFL, but they got all kinds of stuff. So check out Thrive Fantasy. We love those guys over there, don't we, Trey?
We do. We definitely do. I just want to make a quick announcement to the NFL. Can we please find some other teams besides the Chiefs and the Cowboys for Sunday night and Thursday night football?
Yeah, bro. I'm tired of watching the Chiefs play myself, dude. It just seems like every time you look up, it's not only they did like one of those 30-second timeouts, right? They're literally got the camera on Mahomes while I'm watching a commercial with Mahomes in it. Exactly. I'm like, dude, come on. Where's my auto when you need them, right?
No doubt.
But yeah, man, excited week 6 coming at you. Appreciate all you guys in the comments for showing us some love and asking questions. We love to help you guys out. Don't forget again to hit that like button for us on the way out. That means the world to us. Subscribe to the channel so you can get up in on this more often. Don't forget to check out our Patreon, where we can help you with your team, a little one-on-one action. Get in a chat with Trey and I, and we are going to help you get to the promised land, my friends. And don't forget,
we got merch.
Yes, we do. You see that logo right there looking all good? Get that bad boy on your shirt or your hat or one or something. Get a mug, man. That way you can think about your guys while you're drinking your coffee in the morning. I like it. Trey, final thoughts, week 6. What you got?
Seahawks win. Bucks hopefully win.
Hey, I appreciate at least the hopefully, man. I appreciate that. Guys, thank you so much for watching, and we shall see thee on the next one.
Peace out, y'all.
You've been listening to the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.
And here we go, here we go.
If you love anything and everything pro football, then you've found your new home. We hope you've enjoyed the show. We know we had a blast. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, questions and comments at fourthandflex@gmail.com. Find us on Instagram at fourthandflex and on Twitter at fourthandflexpod. See you next time on the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.